While Mr. Lewis was still talking, Charlie spun around in excitement to look at his classmates. They had just been told they would be doing a science experiment today and were going to make their own lava lamps. Charlie jumped out of his seat and did a funny dance, which made all of his friends giggle. He grinned at everyone. He loved making his friends laugh. Miss Summers, the class teaching assistant, came over to Charlie and sat next to him. "Charlie, I know you're very excited, but before we can start making our lava lamps, we need to read the instructions, otherwise we won't know what to do." Charlie sighed as he sat back down, but smiled at Miss Summers and looked at the short list she had given him. Charlie had a condition called ADHD, which meant he sometimes got distracted and found it difficult to concentrate, especially when there were exciting science experiments to do. When he was younger, Charlie would get into trouble because he found it hard to sit still or listen for very long. It used to make him so sad as everyone thought he was naughty. But he wasn't. He just couldn't explain that his head felt too busy sometimes. When he was diagnosed with ADHD, his teacher explained to Charlie and his friends that he was a bit like a bottle of fizzy drink. And every now and again, he just needed to take the lid off to let the bubbles out. Charlie really liked Miss Summers, as she did lots of things to help him focus in lessons, and his friends no longer thought he was naughty. She would often give him lists like this, which were much easier than trying to remember what his teacher had said. His favorite thing was a little chicken timer that she put on his desk. If the class had lots of work to do, Charlie would just have to concentrate until the timer started to cluck quietly. And then he could get up and stretch his legs, or get a glass of water. Once Charlie had done this, he didn't mind sitting back down to do some more work. Charlie also loved being given jobs to do, and Mr. Lewis would often ask him to give things out to the class. Charlie knew his ADHD made it difficult for him to sit still for too long, so this was the perfect opportunity to move around. And it meant that Charlie could say a quick hello to his friends, or tell them a joke. Making his friends laugh was Charlie's favorite thing to do, and he had a brilliant sense of humor. Once the class had read all the instructions and knew what they needed to do, Charlie and Dylan were asked to give out the equipment. They gave everyone a big glass with some water in, a little pot of food coloring, and some vegetable oil. Mr. Lewis talked them all through what to do with their ingredients, and Charlie looked at his list with Miss Summers to check each stage. Mr. Lewis then gave each group a special fizzy tablet, which would create the chemical reaction, and the whole class watched with excitement. As they dropped pieces of their tablet into their glass, Charlie saw the reaction happen straight away, and lots of bubbles started rising up into the oil and floating around. It was so cool to watch. As Charlie looked at his friends happily watching the bubbles, he thought about his ADHD and smiled to himself at what his teacher had said. He was a bit like a lava lamp as well. "Pop, pop, pop," Charlie shouted suddenly, and all of his friends jumped. They smiled at Charlie and started laughing again as he grinned back at them.